Tomorrow marks the start of the holiday shopping season and the accompanying advertising blitz. After receiving an interesting postcard in the mail, commentator Mary Sojourner wonders if anything is sacred.
The cheery card is addressed to occupant. It deals with healthy homes and happy families. The front is illustrated with photos of smiling parents and kids, a mom-and-pop nuclear unit in the center. I suspect what is coming, and when I turn the card over, there it is. Vision for a renewed sense of family values. That's cap family, cap values. The text speaks of hope and vision and new experiences, of new purpose. No argument from me. Then three lines in purple catch my eye. Don't miss Starbucks coffee time at 10:15. Cap Starbucks, cap coffee, cap time. I sigh. I've watched the battles over corporate product pushing in the public schools, seen the layering of logos on logos on logos. But in a world where the marketing is already too much, this is too, too much. When I call the church for more information, the warm-voiced secretary tells me coffee time is so much fun. We wanted to make like a little coffee house, she says, and Starbucks has been great. How so, I ask. She tells me the company provides the church with Starbucks cups. And, she says, they let us use their logo in our mailings. I'm not surprised when she adds, we buy all our coffee from them. I hang up. I think of the proliferation of religious items in the holiday catalogs that arrive every day. Prayers on jewelry, on clothing, on knickknacks and tchotchkes. Visions of a corporate-sponsored spiritual future fill my head. I remember taking communion as a kid, the priest holding the host in front of my eyes before he set it on my tongue. I imagine the communion wafer not white, but vibrant red and blue, a soft drink logo printed on its surface. I imagine a friend wearing a yarmulke embroidered with a very famous swoosh, a preacher leaning fervently out over a podium covered with car dealership ads. It's not a stretch to picture Buddhist meditation cushions printed with big box bookstore come-ons. I walk to my back porch and look out over the meadow that is part of my personal church, up at the sky, at my true cathedral. For a moment, I expect the clouds to shape themselves into a pitch for something. I check my soul. There is no logo printed there. I think of the Starbucks coffee hour, and I ask the heavens the only question I can think of. What would Jesus drink?
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the essay collection Bone Light, Ruin and Grace in the New Southwest. Her comments are recorded at Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.